Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, April 5th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. In an interview with Nikkei Asia, Meta CTO Andrew Bosworth said he expects the company to release commercialized generative AI tools sometime in 2023. Bosworth cited using the tech in advertising tools as a potential example, saying companies could use AI image generation to target different audiences. Bleeping Computer confirmed that the IRS-authorized e-file software service provider eFile.com delivered a malicious JavaScript file since at least April 1st. The file prompted users to download a next-stage payload. Researchers at Malware Hunter Team say this payload contained a Windows backdoor that could eventually give full access to machines. The malware is no longer on the site and did not impact the IRS's e-file infrastructure. The UK's telecom and broadcasting regulator Ofcom said it found evidence that Amazon Web Services and Microsoft Azure make it difficult for customers to switch cloud providers and use multiple providers. Ofcom began investigating the cloud infrastructure market in October and said it would refer the market to the UK's Competition and Markets Authority for further investigation. Ofcom's final report is due in October. Germany's Federal Justice Office began a proceeding against Twitter under the country's Network Enforcement Act. This law requires responding to user reports of illegal content like hate speech within 7 days. The Justice Office found indications of a systemic failure in the provider's complaint management. If a district court upholds these findings, Twitter could face fines up to 50 million euros. Germany's antitrust regulator designated Apple as a company of paramount significance for competition across markets. The regulator previously said Alphabet and Meta also fall under this designation. This allows the regulator to target practices for Apple that pose a threat to competition and practices and effectively prevent them. The Verge's John Porter passed on a report from Insider Gaming, whose sources say Sony began development of a new PlayStation handheld, codenamed the Q Lite. This supposedly uses remote play with the PlayStation 5, does not include cloud gaming, and is able to stream games from a console up to 1080p at 60 frames per second. It also reportedly features an 8-inch screen and uses a control layout similar to the console controller. It's reportedly scheduled for a release before the holiday 2024 season. Given reports of other PlayStation hardware, like a PlayStation Pro, that have never materialized, Porter recommends taking this report with a grain of salt. According to a survey of teen usage of virtual reality by the investment firm Piper Sandler, 29% of surveyed teens owned a VR device. 4% use it daily, and 14% used it weekly. 7% of teenagers said they were interested in buying an upcoming headset, with 52% either unsure or uninterested. In a paper published at the International Symposium on Computer Architecture, Google detailed performance of its fourth-generation Tensor Processing Unit, or TPU. It used a 4,000 TPU supercomputer connected with custom optical switches to train its Palm large language model over 50 days. The paper claims, compared to a similarly configured system using NVIDIA A100 chips, its TPUs were up to 1.7 times faster and 1.9 times more efficient. Meta released its Segment Anything model, or SAM, and mask dataset. Segmentation is essential in computer vision, where AI models can identify which pixels in an image belong to a specific object. Meta says SAM can reduce the need for task-specific modeling and can generate masks around objects it's not previously processed. The SAM dataset contains over 1 billion masks, the largest ever released to the research community. Microsoft released a $300 Surface Thunderbolt 4 dock, its first dock to connect over Thunderbolt 4 rather than using the Surface connector. It features three Thunderbolt 4 over USB-C ports, three USB-A ports, a 2.5 gigabit per second Ethernet port, and a headphone jack. It can also provide pass-through power up to 96 watts and drive up to two 4K 60Hz displays. Kobo announced the Ellipsa 2e, a $400 e-reader that includes the Kobo Stylus 2 for taking notes. It features a 300 pixel per inch, 10.3 inch e-ink screen, a Comfort Light Pro feature to adjust the front light to reduce eye strain, and supports an optional magnetic sleep cover. Pre-orders are open now, shipping April 19th. Kobo also announced Kobo Plus, a subscription offering unlimited access to a catalog of over 1.3 million ebooks and 100,000 audiobooks. For $8 a month, you get either ebooks or audiobooks. For $10, you get them both. And finally, OnePlus announced the Nord CE 3 Lite 5G, a €329 mid-range smartphone offering a 108-megapixel rear camera, 1080p 120Hz LCD screen, 67-watt wired charging, and powered by a Snapdragon 695 SoC. It comes to Europe on April 20th and will eventually come to some Asian markets. No plans for a U.S. release. The company also announced the Nord Buds 2, €69 true wireless earbuds with active noise cancellation, available now in the US and Europe. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.